2.3. Act 2, Scene 2.
Say your alphabet.
Ugh, I know my alphabet. Do you think I know nothing? I don't need to be taught like a child.
Say your alphabet.
Say it, Miss Doolittle. You will understand presently. Do what he tells you and let him teach you in his own way.
Oh, well, if you put it like that. I, B, say, they...
Stop! Listen to this, Pickering. This is what we pay for as elementary education. This unfortunate animal has been locked up for 9 years in school at our expense to teach her to speak and read the language of Shakespeare and Milton. And the result is I, B, say, day. Say A, B, C, D.
But I'm saying it. I, B, say.
Stop. Say a cup of tea.
Cup of tea.
Put your tongue forward until it squeezes against the top of your lower teeth. Now say cup.
I can't. Cup.
Good. Splendid, Miss Doolittle.
By Jupiter, she's done it at the first shot. Pickering, we shall make a duchess of her. Now, do you think you could possibly say tea? Not tay, mind. If you ever say be, say, day again, you shall be dragged around the room 3 times by the hair of your head. Tea, 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 tea.
I can't hear no difference, except that it sounds more genteel-like when you say it.
Well, if you can hear that difference, what the devil are you crying for? Pickering, give her a chocolate.
No, no. Never mind crying a little, Miss Doolittle. You are doing very well. And the lessons won't hurt. I promise you I won't let him drag you round the room by your hair.
Be off with you to Mrs. Pierce and tell her about it. Think about it. Try to do it by yourself. And keep your tongue well forward in your mouth instead of trying to roll it up and swallow it. Another lesson at 4:30 this afternoon. Away with you.